Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shkalim Daf Zion, Shkalim 7. Today's Daf Yomi, we go to the Mishnah in the middle of the Daf, and the Mishnah tells us, Moser Shavuyim, that let's say a person collected money on behalf of redeeming people who were in captivity and releasing them from captivity. And the person didn't clarify when he was collecting the money for which captives he's collecting the money. So we have leftover money. So what should we do with that money? L'shvuyim. We have to use that for the purpose, we can use that for the purpose of other people who are captured. And we don't give it to those people who had been captured who you redeemed from that money. We don't say, okay, this is your money, do with it what you want. However, let's say they collected the money Moser Shavuyim. Collected it for a specific person who was captured. They say, we're collecting the money for Reuven, who's in captivity, and now we have extra money, so that money goes also shovel. It goes to support the person who was released from captivity, because it was as though he acquired that money. So too, says our Mishnah, Moser Aniyim, let's say they collected money on behalf of poor people. They say, I'm collecting money for the poor, but you don't say which poor people. And so what do you do with the extra money? Aniyim, you give it to other poor people, and you don't do it for, and you can't use it for another purpose. It has to be specifically for the poor. However, let's say you say, I'm collecting money for Moser Ani, for a specific poor person, like for Reuven, for example. And so now, you say, I need to buy, let's say, a garment for Reuven. You say, I'm collecting the money so Reuven could have a garment. And then you have extra from that money. You give that money, Osa Ani. You give that money to that specific poor person, even though you had acquired what you needed for him. But since you were collecting it for him, the extra money goes to him. Says the Mishnah, Mosar Mesim. Let's say you collected the money for a specific person who died, and you want to buy burial shrouds and a plot to bury him in. So under these circumstances, and you didn't say for which dead people, which specific dead person you're collecting for, you're just collecting for dead people in general, then if there's extra, l'mesim, then it goes for extra for other people who die. So that's what you do. But let's say you moser ames, let's say you say collected it specifically for this person. He's collecting it specifically for one person who died, and now you have extra. So then here's where we're going to start to see some arguments, that the Mishnah says l'yorsha, the Tanakhama or Mishnah says it goes to his heirs, and the heirs can benefit from that money. Meaning to say, even if they have still not yet built a memorial stone to mark the grave, nevertheless, the Tanakhama assumes that the person who died, the deceased person, would want his heirs to have that money, the extra money, and so therefore he wants the money to remain in the hands of his heirs. So that's the position of the Tanakhama, whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, we have a concern. We don't know if the person who's deceased would want the money to go for the benefit of his heirs, or if he'd want it to go to mark a grave for him. And so therefore, they're not going to be able to use the money because he didn't specify that would be the case. And we're not required, and yet we also can't require them to build a tombstone with it, because maybe the deceased person will want them to have the money. And so therefore, he says, Rabbi Meir is at a position, Moser Amesi Emuna Chacha Yavu El Yahu. We don't know what to do with this extra money, and so therefore the extra money lies untouched until Elijah the prophet comes. Whereas Rabbi Nosson says, certainly the mace would want a memorial stone for him. For sure, he wouldn't have given that up. And so therefore, Moser Ames Bonin Lo Nefash. With the extra money, we build for him a Nefash Al Kivro. We build for him a Nefash on his grave. What's a Nefash? A Nefash is like a memorial stone, because it comes from the word Nefesh, like the Mishkan Nefesh. So it comes like a monument or a tent over the grave. And so that's what we do with it. That's the position of Rabbi Nosson. So we see three opinions. What do we do with the extra money that's collected for a specific dead person? One approach is that we give it to the heirs. The other approach is we can't do anything with it. And the third approach is we build a memorial stone with it. The Gemara cites the position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein osin nefashos letzadikim, that we don't make such memorial stones, memorial markers for the righteous, for the graves of the tzadikim. We don't make big markers for them. Why? divrayin hein hein zichronim, because the Gemara says their words of Torah, the teachings that they say, they are their remembrance. Meaning to say, the Torah that they taught, that's how they're going to be remembered. Every day, the Torah that we teach in the Beis Medrash, that's how they're remembered. And so therefore, they don't need a memorial marker. They don't need a memorial stone. I'm reminded of when I visited Haiti, and I saw just tremendous, tremendous poverty in Haiti, just the poorest I've ever seen. But I also saw just these beautiful, beautiful graves, beautiful memorial graves. And so this approach in our Mishnah is different than that. The Mishnah says, no, the tzaddikim don't need the beautiful graves because their graves are their words that they taught. But this is a problem because we do know that people, we do have to support the graves of the tzaddikim. You go throughout many places and you see holy tzaddikim and you see that their graves are kept up. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe, this is not telling us that we're not allowed to make a memorial stone for the graves of the tzaddikim. That's not what it's saying. It's saying that we're not obligated to do it. That the obligation is for a regular person's grave, and for a tzaddik, that it's an optional obligation. But for sure, and this is just to make an extra marker, but for sure there's an obligation to guard the bones and to make sure that the bones are going to be protected.